Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday of Easter. We're going to talk a little bit about this 7-day pilgrimage and the 8th day, which is Divine Mercy Sunday. In this podcast, I'm sorry, I'm in a little room at my car dealer's. I'm getting my oil changed, and guess what? A whole bunch of other things that came up, which I just miss my husband for this kind of stuff. I used to come here, and then I would forward him the text, and he's like, don't do that, do this, don't do that, I can do this. One of them was replacing my battery. It's $245 to replace my battery here. I mean, insane. Anyway, I'm kind of stuck because I don't really know anybody who can do this for me, nor do I know how to get the battery. So I'm just doing what I have to do and sucking it up, I guess. I'm sure he's looking down on me saying, what are you doing? Because we know, or maybe you don't, but I think that we get charged things and they recommend things that may or may not even be something that we need. I've never had that with Nissan, but my husband had that a lot with Ford. He used to say, I just got that done last time. So I don't know if it's a system issue that doesn't show them what happened, but anyway, let's move on because this is not your problem. It's mine. Okay, now I have just realized that I need to go travel down to Tennessee on Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday. I had plans to go to confession on that day. So my heart sunk and I was like, oh no, what can I do here? All right, what about you? Maybe you don't have Divine Mercy Sunday confession available to you. So let's talk a little bit about what this all means before we get into how do you do it. So in the Jewish practice, when a feast was so big, they celebrated it for 8 days. This is why we in the Catholic faith, which is, by the way, everything in the Catholic faith comes from the Jewish tradition. There is nothing that is made up. There is nothing that is made by man. It was given to us from Jesus Christ, and it was handed down through tradition until there was an institution and a body of governing people, as well as parishes and buildings, etc. So it is not, the faith is not a building, because they practiced the faith all the way up until the Roman Catholic Church was created and developed. But it was the exact same that Jesus said. And if you recall, it's the breaking of the bread. And again, the Eucharist is Jesus's body, blood, soul, and divinity. So this whole 8-day octave is really celebrated as one. Now, we know in the Jewish faith, numbers mean something. So 6 is imperfection, 7 is perfection, and 8 to the Jews represents eternity. So you might be thinking, well, why do we have 8 days and not 7 days? Well, this is how it's looked at. So Jesus on Easter opens up the door to heaven. And then for 7 days, that is our life, our pilgrimage here on earth. And then on the eighth day, sorry, I just got interrupted by the repair guy. The 7 days is us journeying here on earth. This is our pilgrimage. This is when we're supposed to change our lives and try to be sinless, because on the eighth day, which means eternity to the Jews, that is when we walk through that door and we actually are being judged on whether we go to heaven or not. So the idea on the eighth day is that we are going to be with him, hopefully, if we don't have sin or stain on our wedding garment, which is our soul. It's really awesome to think about this. Jesus is our groom. He's the bridegroom. Remember, he says this in the New Testament. You know, why would they fast when the bridegroom is still here? They're going to fast when the bridegroom is gone. So we have to look at it like a Catholic wedding. And we should also be thinking about this every single time we receive Jesus in the Eucharist at Mass. So a Catholic wedding, the bride, which is us, it's you and me, whether you're a man or a woman, it is us walking up that aisle to meet our groom in an actual wedding. But when it's you and me, a guy or a gal, walking up that aisle to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we have to think about that moment when Jesus comes into our mouth. We are consummated. Think about that. It is the perfect union. Okay, but the problem is we need to get rid of sin, and most of us go to confession and we get rid of the sin that we have, right? If it's a good confession, we're forgiven of our sins, but the punishment may remain. And that's the temporal punishment, right? That some of us are going to pay in purgatory. It's the stain on our soul, our wedding garment, and we need to be spotless. And we can gain that by plenary indulgences, which is like stuff that is so difficult to do, because you have to be completely detached from sin, even venial sin. So if you have an angry thought, or you have impure thoughts, or you speak without thinking kind of thing, I mean, these are venial sins, and you have to be completely detached. So, kind of like, good luck with that one. So most of us will be in purgatory. However, we can work out our purgatory here on earth, right? You can sacrifice and fast and make reparations for those horrible mortal sins that you did. But with Divine Mercy Sunday, you are completely wiped clean of the punishment and the sin. I mean, a total clean slate. So Saint Faustina says, and this is the one who brought us the Divine Mercy. Saint Faustina was visited by Jesus. Her book, if you do not have the Saint Faustina diary, I highly recommend you get it. And she was asked to draw Jesus with these rays of red and white coming out of his heart, which is his blood and water when he was pierced by the lance hanging on the cross. It's his mercy, right? So if we go to him for his divine mercy, the St. Faustina says that Jesus said to her, the soul that has been to confession and receives Holy Communion, all punishment is erased due to sin. That's not an exact quote, but that's the idea. Okay, so how do you gain these beautiful graces? Number one, you have to go to confession. Now, there's this rule of 20 days before, on, or after Divine Mercy Sunday. My suggestion is get it as close to Divine Mercy Sunday as you can. So if you don't have it available to you on Sunday, go Saturday or go Monday. Try to keep it as close to Divine Mercy as possible. I would prefer to go before because when I'm receiving Jesus on Divine Mercy Sunday, I want to be as clean as possible. Number two, you have to receive communion, Holy Communion, 20 days before, on, or after Divine Mercy Sunday. Now, if you're ill or you're sick or you can't go for some other reason, then make sure that you attend Mass online and receive or make a spiritual communion in your heart. Now, again, get to Mass on Divine Mercy Sunday. There's nothing more beautiful than being in Mass on that day, if you have the ability to do it. Number three, pray for the Pope. You can pray for the Pope like we do in the Rosary, where we say the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and a Glory Be for his intentions. Or you can just, in your mind, pray for the Pope. Number four, in any church or chapel, recite the Our Father, the Creed, and a prayer to the Merciful Jesus. Now, you have to be in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, or participating in services honoring the Divine Mercy devotion. Again, if you are at Mass, then you just receive Jesus again, marry him. You're walking up the aisle as the bride, all men and women. We are the church. We receive Jesus into our mouths, into our souls, our minds, our bodies. We go back to our pew. We kneel down, and this is the time to make the prayer. And you can say something like, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus, you promised Saint Faustina that the soul who has been to confession, which I have, and the soul that receives Holy Communion, which I just did, will receive complete forgiveness of all sins and punishment. Lord Jesus, please grant me this grace. It doesn't have to be these exact words. There's, you know, I'm looking at Church Pop, which is a great place to go. I mean, it just says a prayer to Merciful Jesus, which means Merciful Jesus, I trust in you. It's a simple sentence. But I like the other one. So you can write it down or you can go online and take a screenshot of something. So the idea here is this isn't like a lucky rabbit's foot, everyone. Like, we have to approach this indulgence with the spirit of I'm completely detached from the affection for sin, both mortal and venial. And the church also allows the ill or those who cannot attend the church to obtain this indulgence. Okay? So again, you have to fulfill the three usual conditions as described above as soon as possible, which is going to confession, receiving Holy Communion, praying for the Pope, it's actually four, and then you pray the Our Father, the Creed, and then some sort of Merciful Jesus prayer, one of the two, or go find one online. Anyway, where am I here? Okay, if it's impossible that people do any of the above, the decree continues, on the same day they may obtain the plenary indulgence, if with a spiritual intention they are uniting with those carrying out the prescribed practice for obtaining the indulgence in the usual way and offer to the Merciful Lord a prayer and the sufferings of their illness and the difficulties of their lives, with the resolution to accomplish as soon as possible the three conditions prescribed to obtain the plenary indulgence. Boy, can they speak English? In other words, if you can't do these because you're sick, you're hospitalized, you cannot get out and go confess your sins, receive Holy Communion, you can always pray. So that's basically what they're saying. Pray, pray, pray. Offer up your problems, why you cannot get to confession, why you cannot receive Holy Communion, and then do it as quickly as you can. Look, here's the bottom line, and I sometimes fall into this myself. Jesus wants our heart, okay? Yes, there's things that we have to do in order to, achieve or receive these plenary indulgences. We have things that we're supposed to do. But you just read, if you can't do it, then offer up your sufferings and do it as soon as you can. If I'm a person that is just checking the boxes and I'm not really going to be detached from my sins, or I figure that after this I'm going to go ahead and probably sin again and I'm not going to change my life, then you can do all of these things and Jesus knows your heart. But if you desperately want to please him and you want to change your life and you know that you want this clean slate, and you don't do every single one of these, but you pray from the depths of your soul, Jesus knows your heart. I think all too often, the Catholic Church, with all of the beautiful sacraments and the indulgences and all the things that we can do to gain God's love for us and mercy, I guess, not... Okay, that came out wrong. It's not that we are buying God's love or we are earning God's love. He always loves us. I take that totally back. But his mercy is for us who desire it, who want it, who are crying out for him to help us be those Christ-like people, both mortal and venial sins wiped away, all of our punishment. Not because we don't want to go to hell. There's a huge difference. The Holy Spirit gift of the fear of the Lord is not because we're afraid of him and we don't want to go to hell. It's because we don't want to disappoint him. We so desperately want to get into heaven and to walk the way that he wants us to walk here so that we not only can save our own souls, but by our life, our words, our actions, we can bring other souls to heaven with us. So let's not be scrupulous here. Let's do what we can with a merciful heart, a heart that we are repentant, that we have contrition, that we, you know, what is it? A heart contrite and humble, God will not spurn. That's a psalm. That's real. But if you go in thinking that this is just a, you know, lucky rabbit's foot thing, ching, yeah, I did the divine mercy, and then you turn around and you go sin again, you know, you just wiped it all out. Okay, let's review briefly what we have to do. Go to confession 20 days before, on, or after Divine Mercy Sunday. Receive Holy Communion 20 days before, on, or after Divine Mercy Sunday. Pray for the Pope. Just give him an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be for his holy intentions. I always put the word holy in there because I want to pray for his holy intentions. I don't want to pray for not holy intentions, if you get my drift. And then number 4, in any church or chapel, recite the Our Father, the Creed, and a prayer to Merciful Jesus. Even something as simple as Merciful Jesus, I trust in you. You're in the presence of the blessed sacrament, or you're participating in services honoring the Divine Mercy devotion. All right? Approach it with a spirit that you want to and are trying to be completely detached from the affection for sin, both mortal and venial. Okay. I wanted to get this out as soon as possible because this was me. I was freaking out because my plan was I'm going to go to Divine Mercy Sunday Mass and then I'm going to go to confession later on that day. Well, now I'm going to go to confession on Saturday and go very early to Divine Mercy Sunday Mass. So it's even better for me because I will have had that confession and I will be in the best state of grace to receive him at Mass instead of going to confession later. In my mind, that's how I'm logically, you know, thinking about it as I read up on what are my options here if I cannot go on the day. But if you can go on the day, that's even better, I think. Because it's all together. Everything that you're doing is on that 8th day. Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, into our hearts, our souls, our minds, our bodies, and help us to be detached from sin, venial sin, and especially mortal sin, where we know that any stain on our wedding garment denies us to walk through that door on the eighth day when we are to be passing into eternity. Jesus, we ask you to change our hearts, our desires, our souls, so that our lives are conformed to you, where we have perfect charity for others, and we also love ourselves. Help us to approach this Divine Mercy Sunday with devotion, with a merciful, contrite, humble heart, that we have mercy on ourselves and look to you to help us on this pilgrimage, these 7 days of the Easter octave before Divine Mercy Sunday. Help us not to be scrupulous and to look at rules and to check boxes, because you want our hearts, not just our heartless actions. We now will pray for all of those who have gone before us. We will list them by name for all the souls in purgatory. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sorry, there's a TV outside in the lobby area that you may have heard while we were praying for those people in purgatory. Okay, let's dive into Jesus's merciful heart. I am telling you, the reason that this is so big in the Catholic Church was because this came by Saint Faustina. Saint John Paul II instituted it as an approved devotion in the church. And she wrote about this 100 years ago, and at that time said, hey, the Divine Mercy isn't going to be here long, so take advantage of it, because guess what's coming next? It's the just judge. Whoa. So let's make sure that we have our souls in order and wipe all those stains off of our bride dresses, our wedding garments. Isn't it beautiful? And then from now on, let's think about us walking up that aisle. And when we receive Jesus, that we are consummated. It is the bride and the bridegroom. We are the brides. Whether you're a man or a woman, we are the church. It's amazing. What a faith we have in the Catholic Church. Praise God that we have ways that we can clean our souls, and even thoroughly, without the temporal punishments. Go look up temporal punishments if you're not familiar with that. And run to confession, Holy Communion, pray for the Pope, pray for the merciful heart of Jesus, say the Our Father and the Creed, and breathe. And then from that point forward, continue to ask Jesus to change your ways and your heart's desires. All right, everyone, I love you all so much. Find something more with God, like eternal bliss in heaven. And have a blessed and inspired day.